Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you and with your spirit. And good morning to all of you, and a word of welcome to all our families and friends who are following us either through television, the internet, or radio. We gather this morning to listen to the words of Jesus, who reminds us that He is indeed the Good Shepherd, leading us into everlasting life. He knows us, and He calls us by name, and we hear His voice. We ask the Lord through this year to help us to be able to listen attentively to His voice when He calls us, and for the times that we have been led astray, we ask the Lord now to forgive us. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Christ have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, lead us to a share in the joys of heaven, so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." The word of the Lord.
The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. I will thank you, for you have answered, and you are my Savior. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, a marvel. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. I will thank you, for you have answered, and you are my Savior. Give praise to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. The stone rejected by the
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The word of the Lord.
Shepherd, says the Lord, I know my sheep, and mine know me. From the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold.
These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today, on this fourth Sunday of the Easter season, Jesus reminds us that He is the Good Shepherd, that He loves us, He lays His life down for us, He knows each of us by name, and we are of His flock, and we know His voice. We recognize His voice. Now, voice recognition used to be a very difficult task prior to the day of caller ID and photo ID, and so we have to guess who it is on the other side of the line. But nowadays, not so much because of those things, it helps us. But sometimes people do block the numbers, so we won't know who it is they're calling. A few months ago, I received a call, and on the other side of the line, it said, "May I speak to Father Han, please?" And the number was blocked. But I recognized the voice. It was from one of my long-lost niece in California. She asked me if I could baptize her baby, and I addressed her by name to which she was very surprised. She said, "How did you know?" I said, "I know. I have you in my memory bank." So she was very, perhaps, impressed, at the same time, very pleased that I actually recognized her voice. Now, recognizing a person's voice in a conversation on the phone is good, but there's a downfall to it. Recognizing a person's voice in a confessional, not so good. As you know, that most people try to confess to a priest they do not know, who doesn't know them, so that way they don't look at each other kind of differently after confessions. I recall when I first became a priest was 20-something years ago, and I went back home to Rockport to visit my pastor, and he asked me to help him with confessions on a Saturday evening. And being a young priest, eagerly to have more experience, so I said yes. And so I sat in the box, and after a first three or four confessions, it went well. And then the fifth one, tragedy occurred. Every person who comes in, I make a sign of the cross in the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And then from the other side, instead of saying, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned," I heard the voice said, "Han?" And I recognized the voice. So I said, "Aaron, my younger brother." And so he asked me, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I'm a priest. I hear confession, stupid." And he said, "I know, but why here?" And I said, "Well, I'm helping out for Father," and he asked me to hear confessions. And so he said, "Well, I can't go confession to you, you're my brother." I said, "Well, I know that. So what do you want to do?" I asked him. And he said, "Well, can I just kind of sit in here?" "No," I said, "you don't go confessions, you get out." And he said, "Well, I can't get out." I said, "Well, why not?" He said, "Well, Mom's outside." And so I told him, "So what do you want to do?" He said, "Well, can I just kind of sit here for a minute or two, pretending that I do go to confession, and then I leave afterward?" I said, "Well, it's kind of interesting." I said, "People usually come to confessions to get rid of their sins. You come into your confessional room to commit more sins." And so after a few minutes, he left, and then he said, "Should I tell Mom?" And I said, "No, let's surprise her." And my mom has not been able to look at me in the eyes ever since. So recognizing people's voice, Jesus today reminds us that He is the Good Shepherd. He loves us, He knows us by name, and we recognize His voice. And He lays His life down for us because He loves us. And Jesus just didn't say it just to make a point. He actually did it. And so let us look, reflect a little bit on the Good Shepherd, the Shepherd itself. We live in a culture nowadays where we no longer see shepherds anymore. And if we do, they usually have sheepdogs, or they have horsebacks on the horses, or they have helicopters to herd the sheep. Whereas in the in Europe and in the Middle East, they still shepherding sheep with a real person, with a shepherd. Now in Europe, interestingly enough, the shepherd would herding the sheep from behind. He would push all the sheep out, and then he would try to walk from behind to just to catch up with all the slackers and all the one who's low, or so he would try to push them on. In the Middle East, however, shepherds would shepherd the sheep from the front. Now each night, as the sheep were put into the pen together from many different shepherds, from many different sheep, they were gathered into the pen, and then all the shepherds would have to go and scout for green pastures. Then the next day, they would come to the sheep pen, and I happened to be in the Holy Land a few years ago, and I happened to be in the shepherd's field that morning when the shepherds were coming in to call out their sheep. And I just stood there in amazement when the shepherd just come and whistle. And then his sheep would just got up, and they slowly form a line, and they follow him. And then the next shepherd would come in, and he has a different, altogether different whistle. And he would whistle to them, and they too would get up, and they would go on, they follow that shepherd. It's just amazing to see that. How did they know that? How would they know which shepherd is which and the voice of the shepherd? That's why Jesus said today, I know my sheep, and they recognize my voice. Indeed, there's no question, there's no doubt that Jesus is indeed our good shepherd. The question today is, the challenge is that, are we his sheep? And how do we recognize his voice? The only way to recognize Jesus' voice, that is if we have a close relationship with him. As you know, we don't recognize strangers' voice. We recognize people whom we know and we love, whom we talk to all the time. So the same thing with God. The only way to recognize God's Jesus' voice is that we have a close communication with God every day. Not just on Sunday when we come together as a church to celebrate the Mass together, to listen to His Word and to partake in His body and blood. That's a wonderful thing to do. At the same time, we must also develop a life of prayer, a personal life of prayers, where we talk to God, we communicate with God each and every day. Then and only then we'll be able to recognize Jesus' voice when He calls us. A few years back, I said a funeral at the church, and in the back of the church, there was a little plaque. And the plaque has a kind of interesting saying in it. It says something like this, and I'm paraphrasing. It says, while I'm still young and able, I must make it a point to come to the church and visit, lest when I become old and unable and died, they should push me into the church, and the Lord should ask me, who is it? If we don't know God, then God perhaps will not be able to see us either, because we do not have the relationship with Him. On this Sunday, we ask the Lord to help us to be mindful of the love He has for us. He came down from heaven to lead us back to the Father, showing us the way, being the Good Shepherd, leading us on that path. We ask the Lord to help us to have that keener hearing, to hear Jesus when He calls us by name. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As God's beloved flock, we bring to our Father our gratitude and our needs, as well as the needs of all the world.
For all those who have been good shepherds in our lives, especially those who have retired from the active ministry or gone to their eternal reward, as they continue to strive to hear the voice of the one shepherd, pray for us and lead us in his ways. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders of nations, for regional leaders, and for all those in authority, that they may guide with integrity those in their care, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the young people of our community, especially those who are celebrating their confirmation this Easter season, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For men and women of all ages, that they may hear the voice of the Good Shepherd calling them to the priestly and religious life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in the armed services and who serve and protect our nation at home and abroad, and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Pete Gonzalez, Minnie Gonzalez, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin Jr., Betty Helsher, and for the intentions of Christopher Phillips, who celebrates his birthday, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all of our intentions, spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O loving God, you have given your Son to us as our good shepherd. Grant us the grace to always know the sound of his voice and to follow the daily path he has shown us. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and for the glory of his holy church.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him, the children of life rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together an ending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with you. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Lord Jesus Christ give me safe. Body of Christ. Blood of Christ. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.